Senior proms throughout the country have been canceled due to the pandemic, but a photography teacher at the Baltimore School for the Arts has found a way to celebrate prom season through socially distanced portraits. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Amelia Vezzacaro is posing for photographer Joe Giordano on the steps of her soon-to-be alma mater, the Baltimore School for the Arts.
Can I get a shot of you taking the mask? They take the mask off on the front for me?
I guess I'm far enough away. My viewfinder keeps fogging up because of the mask.
Vezzacaro obliges and slowly removes a royal blue mask that perfectly matches her skirt.
I thought, you know, with this new situation, if I'm going to be wearing a mask, I might as well make an outfit out of it. So I did.
For Vezzacaro and the rest of her graduating class, there is no prom this year. But Giordano, who teaches a black and white photography class at the school, wanted to give the seniors a sense of normalcy by documenting the milestones. So the award-winning photojournalist set up a black backdrop on the school's Art Deco steps and invited students to come by dressed in their would-be prom outfits.
Unfortunately, we can't do dates. We can't do two people because of social distancing. But it actually works out better because the students feel more comfortable modeling and not so stiff as like a formal prom, old school yearbook picture. And I don't pose them. It's kind of more of like a collaboration. I let them do the posing so they feel comfortable with how they want to be represented.
Dozens of seniors dropped by the school donned in their finest attire. Most of them hadn't seen each other in months. Samantha Bucher is a program manager at the school and an alumni. She says she's proud of the close-knit class for obeying social distancing during the photo shoots.
You know, just leaving the school on a normal day, they, you know, bye, et cetera. So I was a little worried that we wouldn't be able to keep them apart, but they're ace champions about it.
Some seniors say they're especially disappointed prom was canceled because of the weird and wonderful outfits always showcased there. Here's senior Ethan Pound.
A good friend of mine that graduated 2 years ago wore jorts to prom his senior year and like a pink polo shirt. Like, and there's just such a wide variety of people making their own outfits, you know, and dressing up in weird ways for the occasion.
Pound donned a slick blue velvet jacket for his portrait. Isabel Rawa wore a bold red blazer.
I bought this in like the winter, and then I thought, oh, this would be great for prom.
Prom was just one thing taken away from the seniors. As they waited their turn to pose for Giordano, they dreamed aloud of what would have been. Again, here's Rawa.
I'm a violinist, so I've played in the graduation for all 3 years that I've been here. And I was so excited to finally have them play for me as I'm like walking up and walking down.
Rawa and fellow senior Joshua Moore mourned the loss of one crucial tradition.
It's kind of really hard to describe how this has been. It's like really been sad. Honestly, like we were like really excited to have like a senior prank. I was looking forward to that.
We were gonna wrap up all of the chairs in the recital. And paper.
The seniors are clear. Having the festivities of senior week and graduation taken away unequivocally hurts. But, they say, at least they'll have the prom portraits. Vezzacaro says she hopes that a few years from now, she'll be able to look back on the portraits that Giordano took and feel joy.
This is definitely a senior year that we are not going to forget. And I think having a picture that's kind of unique like this is something that I'll be grateful for.
For NPR News, I'm Emily Sullivan in Baltimore.